bring you coverage of the 2014 Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm Leslie Smith covering the Western Leg. The first day taking us into southeastern South Dakota and into northeast Nebraska. We're joined by Pro Farmer's Chip Flory. As we look at South Dakota, first off, overall, what was your impression of what we saw?
You know, maybe the thing that concerns me the most about South Dakota on the corn side, number one, we need to say that the crop is in great shape. There's very little disease pressure out there. There was some noted, but it's not like it's widespread across all of southeast South Dakota. So the corn crop is in very good condition. The maturity of the crop could be just pushed a little bit further ahead than what it is. It's a crop that if we give it a chance to slow cook into the end of the year, it's still got an opportunity to gain some weight and reach the yield potential that we measured out there today. But the thing that concerns me is the ear populations. We just don't have enough ear population in southeast South Dakota to match up with the crop that we saw a year ago in the state. Now, corn production, as everybody knows, has been moving further north and further north. And southeast South Dakota, at one point, basically that's where all the corn was grown in the state. Well, that's not the case anymore. You get into east central and northeastern South Dakota, and there's a lot of corn acres up there and some very important production. Now, a year ago, the northern two crop districts on the eastern side of the state kind of held the state average yield down a little bit, and the southeastern part of the state pushed the state average up. Okay, this year, I think it's going to be just the opposite of that. A year ago on tour, we measured 161.75 in South Dakota for a state average corn yield. This year, it's down 5.6% to 152.71. Now, USDA has actually got it up a bushel from a year ago to 139 bushels per acre. What this tells me is that, hey, you know, maybe they pushed just a little bit too hard just adding that bushel, but it's in the neighborhood of what USDA indicated as of August 1. Maybe we need to lose a bushel or two off of that crop, and it's because of the ear populations. When you look at how that 152 came about, our grain length this year was 6.6 inches. That was down 7.7. And I would have just liked to have seen a few more ears out there than what we saw a year ago. So the whole issue goes back to the problems that we had early this year, the cold weather, poor emergence, just couldn't get the crop up out of the ground in the kind of shape that we really wanted to get it up out of the ground in.
As scouts got into the soybean fields, I think in our group, well, I think we were pleasantly surprised to see how well South Dakota is really becoming, I think, known for soybean production.
Yeah, they definitely are. There is no question about it, and there's good reason for it. You know, they're working more and more rotation into the system up there in South Dakota, and that is something that has been needed for a while. But the other thing is that, well, that South Dakota bean crop up there, it's kind of like a Minnesota bean crop. It's consistent. You've really got to hurt it if you're really going to bring that yield down. And we did that in 2012. But last year, the state averaged 40 bushels per acre. This year, USDA's got them at 40 bushels per acre. Our pod counts compared to a year ago were up 4% from last year. So, again, we're in the same neighborhood as USDA on that 40 bushels per acre that they saw as of August 1. And if we can get some rain to finish it off, there might be a little bit of room to push it to the upside from 40 bushels. So it's a good bean crop up in South Dakota, and one that, you know, I think a lot of guys are going to be real happy with. Clean beans, there are still some weed issues in South Dakota that we have got to get under control. And we're doing a better job of it than what we've done in the last couple of years. But we still got to get the weeds under control. In some of the fields, it's bad enough that you know it's pulling down the yield potential in those fields. But as far as disease issues and bug issues, we just really didn't see many problems with the bean crop in South Dakota.
And looking at both crops, what do you think it's going to take for this crop to more or less finish out to its yield potential?
Yeah, the corn, it's late milk dough stage. That's not unusual. I would like to see it push just a little bit harder than that, maybe get into the mid-dose stage by the third full week of August when we're out here. But it's behind, but it's not terribly behind. Some people would probably like to see it get a little bit of heat to go ahead and speed up the final maturation of that crop. You know, the biggest crops always come when you just slow cook it into the end of the year. And if you can get an extra week or 10 days on the end of the growing season that are frost-free for us past the normal first frost date. So, in other words, get into the first week of October before we freeze it. That crop's going to be just fine as far as maturity goes. But it's going to need another shot of rain. And the neat thing about the South Dakota corn crop this year is it will benefit from another rain if they can get it. The beans will definitely benefit from another rain. There are some small pods out there. A couple of fields that were hailed out and had to be replanted are still blooming. And they will definitely benefit from another rain if they can get it in South Dakota. And, again, it's always good if you can get extra time on the end of the growing season. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about corn or soybeans. So if we could get an extra week or 10 days on the end of the season, it'll really help that bean crop out.
On the first day of our tour, of course, it always takes us into northeast Nebraska as well when we stop here at Grand Island. Overall, first day seeing the northeast part of the state, I think we all saw a little bit more struggles than maybe what we wanted to think when we went into this crop tour.
Yeah, and part of the reason that I think guys are talking about the struggles of this Nebraska crop is because the expectations were probably a little too lofty. Look back at the season that they've had. You know, you get into when you're talking about snow on May 1, you're talking about frost and some freeze damage on some corn that had emerged. We lost some ears, and that's in northeast Nebraska. We've got to cover southeast Nebraska on day two of the tour, and there I cannot tell you how many times that we've seen the story just absolutely reversed from one day to the next out here in Nebraska, where you're disappointed in northeast Nebraska, but it improves in southeast, or just the opposite. So the jury is still out on the Nebraska corn crop, but it's generally healthy. And part of the reason for the health of the crop, I think, is because of the maturity of the crop. You know, it's maybe a week behind in the development from what we would normally like to see on August 18th. And because of that, the disease maturation is also a little bit slower. So you come back in a week or 10 days, and some of the diseases that we're used to seeing out here in Nebraska are probably going to be more evident. But right now, it's a fairly clean corn crop, and it's going to have a good opportunity to put a good solid finish on. I just wish that there were some more ears out there in some of those fields that we saw. And that, again, it goes back to some hailstorms. It goes back to the frost and the freeze that we had early in the season. And we saw some weird things out there in a couple of those Nebraska fields in the northeast part of the state that we're going to highlight as we go through the tour. And it's got a really good chance in the northeast part of the state, but dry land areas need another rain, and the irrigated corn, if we could give it a little extra time on the end of the season without a frost, it'll be just fine. The Nebraska beans, just from the observation, similar to the South Dakota crop as far as the plant health goes, as far as the plant growth goes, as far as the disease pressure being light, the insect pressure is light, but it's extremely variable. We've got beans in Nebraska that are still working with flat, small pods, and we've got beans in Nebraska that have already filled a full bean inside of that pod, and within 10 days, that field is going to start shutting down. But there are more beans that are working with a flat pod that are going to need more rain, are going to need a little more time on the end of the season to finish it up.
Well, we'll continue to bring you coverage again. Day two takes us into southeast Nebraska. So at the end of day two, we'll have a better analysis as to what this Nebraska corn and soybean crop looks like. So we bring you coverage of the 2014 Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm Leslie.